Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Camilli. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field. Foy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards third. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Hernandez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler bunts towards third. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to third. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Hernandez scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fiore takes first base on ball four. Schall moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Schall scores. Fiore moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Fiore moves to third. Foy moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fiore scores. Foy scores. Kirkpatrick moves to third. It's 5-0, Royals. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball towards center. Foy settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Foy. Leon moves to third. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler bunts towards third. Camilli fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to third. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Foy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Foy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fiore moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fiore scores. Foy moves to third. It's 6-0, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Foy scores. Kirkpatrick moves to second. It's 7-0, Royals. Ron Law now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick scores. Martinez moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. It's 8-0, Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Martinez scores. Hernandez moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-0, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Camilli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Duke Sims. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a pop-up towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Ron Law. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Indians nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Larry Burchard now pitching. Ken Suarez now catching. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fiore strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Camilli hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shaw is hit by the pitch. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. he's got one RBI. Fiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schall moves to third. Joffoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schall scores. Fiore moves to second. It's 10-0, Royals. Joffoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Fiore moves to third. Foy moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into center field. Foy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sheinbloom pinch hits for Larry Burchard. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-4 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Camille fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and three walks. Hernandez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Camille is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camille is 0-for-3 in the game. Camille hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.